Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market, true to what the futures were telling us earlier this morning, did open a deal weaker. And as we spoke about in the morning video, that was quite the contrast to what we saw for Northern Hemisphere markets overnight, which really surged ahead on the opening up of economies around the world. So in the early part of the session, the ASX 200 fell away. It was down by 1.2% at its worst levels, down by about 69 points. So as we move into the early part of the afternoon, the ASX 200 has actually done quite nicely in reclaiming the lion's share of that decline. It's only down by about 0.1%. So I suppose what makes that performance all the more interesting when you look at it is that that improvement has almost solely come at the hands of the big lenders. They have pushed the market from those early declines, and we are seeing some big gains for names like the ANZ, NAB and Westpac groups. They are all up in the order of around 7%. So the interesting thing about that performance is that it really lines up with what we saw in the US market in particular. Big banks have been underperformers in that market, as they have been locally, and we saw a big push higher for the marquee names on Wall Street last night as far as the financials are concerned. So that's what has sowed the seeds of the improvement for local financials. So just to give you a sense, the ASX 200 is down by 15% in year-to-date terms, and by contrast, the financials are down by 23% in year-to-date terms. So that margin has actually closed up a little bit over the course of the last little while, but that is seeking to be readdressed in the bigger picture. Energy stocks are also the other group to stand out for their improvements today. Again, that talks to the V-shaped recovery that is so much debated amongst commentators and analysts at the moment. But you know, adding some weight to that argument, one of the themes in Europe last night was the opening up of economies that have been ground zero for the COVID-19 crisis. Italy expects to be open for international travellers in July. Spain is expecting to do the same at the beginning of June. So today we are seeing energy stocks a deal higher, such as Santos up by 2.7% and Woodside Petroleum is up by 1.5%. Property names also doing better as a whole compared to their peers. So we've got Stockland up by around 3% and Mervac is up by about 1.8%. On a similar theme, builders and constructors are doing quite well. So Simic is up by around 4%. Notably, we are seeing some declines from some of the more beloved market names today. So CSL shares are down by the better part of 5%. So they've performed quite well in recent times. Compared to the broader fall for the market, that stock's up by about 6% in year-to-date terms. And of course, a market an investor favourite is Afterpay. That stock has been quite staggering in its performance, to say the least, in recent times. In year-to-date terms, the shares are up by about 58%, but they're taking a breather today. That stock is down by around 6%. We saw a bit of a fall in iron ore prices in the last day, so the big bulk miners are moving lower today. Fortescue Metals down by around 4%, and the risk on trade has created a casualty for those big gold names as well. So St Barbara, Northern Star and Alacia are all down in the order of around 6 to 8%. And another pretty clear example of that risk on trade at the moment is the continued improvement for the Aussie dollar. So it's holding on to its gains of the last day in particular, where it rose by about a full US cent. So it's trading at around 66.5 US cents.